So let's go ahead and jump on the GMFS hotline. Of course, they can give you a raise by simply lowering your interest rate. And we are now joined by Victoria's head coach, Paul DeStefano, over at Plaquemine to get the win tonight over South Lafourche. Coach, congratulations on the win. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Coach, tell us about how this game went down for you guys. Very strong on both fronts, it seems.
Well, you know, we had a tough game last week. Going in, we had six of our key starters out for the game. So, honestly, we were very nervous going in. You know, South Lafourche brings a very good team up here to Plaquemine. You know, we turned the ball over a good bit, unfortunately, early in the game. But we had some real big plays. Wayne Toussaint, one of our sophomore that doesn't come off the field, he had four touchdowns tonight. One was on a punt return, one was on a kick return, one was on a reception, and one he ran in. So, you know, I'm putting a lot on a sophomore, but he really stepped up big with all the interest we had going into tonight. So, you know, we very much needed this victory in a bad way.
Coach Jimmy Roy here. Congratulations,
hey,
man.
Jimmy.
I know I had to put a little pressure on you to get that W tonight so we could talk to you. But sitting here talking to you in the summer when you came on the radio show for that nice little Vegas trip, I think it was. We talked about your schedule. I told whoever made it fire him, but you said you couldn't fire yourself. But your schedule, honestly, Coach, you're sitting at 1-3 going into tonight, but you have losses to Brother Martin. You have a loss to St. Thomas More with 3 seconds left in the game. You lose to Riverside, which is a top five 2A team, maybe the best in 2A right now, arguably. And we've talked the last couple of weeks, and I know you probably didn't feel like listening to the show after a loss, but you're probably better off being 1-3 than playing a week schedule and being 3-1 going into this week with the schedule you played. You're prepared now for your tough district. You're prepared for the playoffs. You've got on the bus. You've went to different places. You're ready to go now the rest of the year if you can stay healthy.
Correct, Jimmy, and I appreciate all that. You know, honestly, I would have not had the schedule as tough as it is. But, you know, I've been telling my kids and telling our coaches that the only way that we're going to compete with the big 4A schools in New Orleans, or if we ever run into Neville, the only way we're going to ever get any better and compete with those guys is by playing real good teams. I mean, you know, Brother Martin is one of the top teams in the state. And, you know, we were down 24 at halftime and made a little run in the second half, got within a touchdown. And, of course, we had trouble tackling Swilling like everybody else in the state. But, you know, St. Thomas More is a great atmosphere, nothing but respect for Coach Hightower and the program they have. We played a great game at St. Thomas More, you know, and as you said, lost with 3 seconds on the clock. Riverside, you know, I scheduled Riverside and the talent that they had. In the spring, I'm going to be honest, I didn't know they were going to be as good as they were. We started watching them on film.
And you had a chance to take the lead in that game, right?
We did. We had a lot of injuries during the game. It was a mess to where both my deep snappers were out. I had to go for it midfield at 4th and 12. Just a lot of things going bad in the game, but our kids played hard. And that's one thing about it. In all three of those games, our kids played really hard. You know, I have one senior starting on defense. We had three freshmen starting tonight. We were a very young team. But, you know, I just truly believe by playing those three schools is making us a better coaching staff. It's making us a better program. And like you said, it's preparing us for the playoffs. You know, I didn't want to go 1-3, of course. But, you know, I don't think there's anybody in 4A that we're going to see in the playoffs that's any better than those teams. Riverside, out of all three I just named, they had the best defense by far. Than all those teams. And, you know, they beat us up pretty good. But like you said, we had a chance to take the lead in that game. We're down 3 points and had the ball first and going to five and couldn't get it in. And it was a lot of what they did, but, you know, we made some mistakes too. So hopefully this will pay off at the end. You know,
so Coach, let me ask you this about your schedule, because I've just not to harp on it, but was this kind of by choice, or a lot of times is it by default because of trying to find games?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to play a couple good. I actually had called Coach Hyde. I wanted to play St. Thomas More to, you know, just being such a good program, well coached team. I actually called him to play. You know, I would have liked to have not started the season with Brother Martin, but like you said, it wasn't by choice. You know, you try to tell these coaches when you're scheduling, hey, I'm losing a big senior class. You know, we're not going to be as good. We're young. But, you know, none of them believe you when you say that. You're coming off of two good years. So it's just tough finding teams to play the way, you know, it was last minute with losing Woodlawn. We had them week three last year. Now they're in our district and all. You know, Coach Boniz at Brother Martin, he just kept calling. I was telling him no, and I said, Coach, just keep calling. You're going to catch me at a weak moment. And, you know, my dumb self will sooner or later say yes, and I did. Because I didn't want to go without a week. I didn't want to buy a week one, you know. My staff and I, we really tried hard to find some other teams. But, you know, now that it's behind us, I'm glad we were able to compete with those teams. Unfortunately, got to play them again next year. but we, you know, we should grow from it. And we're getting a lot of young guys, a lot of playing time. And, you know, I just hope going into the playoffs that we'll be clicking on all cylinders.
Coach Stefano, before we let you go, in the spirit of some real good sportsmanship, you guys did something really nice for South Lafourche player and Trevor Toops. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was a very touching moment. You know, when I found out about it earlier in the week, I was texting Coach Gaines. He's a great guy. You know, I just can't imagine what these coaches go through. It's a nightmare. You know, with Coach Sebring losing the kid up at Franklin Parish and this kid having a brain injury at practice. You know, all our kids, we've been talking about it all week, you know, but the situation we're in is nothing compared to what these other teams are going through with fatalities and injuries. So we had the cheerleaders made a big old nice blue banner saying that prayers for Trevor Toops from Plaquemine High, and all the cheerleaders signed it, all my kids signed it. We had an autographed football from the team. We brought it out, you know, we got with the referees, had all my seniors and myself. We walked out with the banner. South Lafourche was very appreciative of it, you know, and I gave Coach Gaines the ball to give to Tyler. From what I understand, that he actually woke up from the coma, so he is, you know, a long way to recovery. They had to cut a piece of his skull out, poor child, to alleviate pressure in the brain, but, you know, he's far from being out the woods, but it's a lot better news today than it was earlier in the week. So, you know, I just had a heavy heart going into this game. You know, this coaching fraternity and just, you know, high school sports in general, you know, just a good show of sportsmanship on our part. But again, I just, you know, I can't imagine how these coaches handle it with these situations. You know, I don't wish that on my worst enemy.
Absolutely, Coach. Just a nice sign of sportsmanship. And at the end of the day, what this means and what it means, and it's, you know, it's for the kids and what you guys did. I think that was something special in acknowledging that. As always, Coach, thanks so much for spending a couple of minutes with us on a Friday night. Congratulations on the win. Best
appreciate
of luck
it.
Next week.
Thanks for hearing from me. Good to see you. Talk to you, Jimmy.
All right, Paul. We'll be in touch,
back
buddy.
Back on track, baby.
All right. There you go. We got you.
All right, man.